Mr. President, in my remarks, I emphasize the shallowness of our vote if the Assembly does not adopt it. We cannot pretend that we don't have a role to play in insisting that the other House get the job done. Be like the Packers saying, well, we did real well. We got to the 20-yard line, but we couldn't score. We lost the game. Mr. President, this is too important. This has been remarkably passionate, bipartisan speeches that come from the heart. And, Mr. President, the worst thing we can do as a legislative body is to only get to the 20-yard line. That would be the height of cynicism, to get them to the door and say, I'm sorry, it's locked, it's somebody else's fault. We should not leave this legislature, Mr. President, and every member who votes for this bill should publicly plead, demand, insist that the Assembly take up the bill and adopt it because the votes are there. Our job is not done and cleansed because we vote for it today. Let's get it done, completely done, Mr. President, so that this legislature can go back and say, my God, we really did illuminate how democracy worked, so that the senator from the 8th can say, I'm really fulfilled that the job is done. Because I assure you, Mr. President, as delighted, as excited, as fulfilling as it is for these advocates for this important bill to get the bill on the floor today and get the vote today, it will mean nothing to them to only get half the job done. This governor of the state said he didn't take a position on it. Why don't we insist that the governor be for it too? And that he insists that we get this bill before the Assembly in the same fashion, so that we do not leave these wonderful, important citizens of Wisconsin who are struggling hanging as a result of political insecurity. That's my point, Mr. President. Let's get it done for them.
Question is passage of the bill.